Well, hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody is having a terrific Thursday today. Lots of things going on as always. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, blessed beyond measure, shaking down, running over as my cup cannot contain it. Life is great. If my life was any better, I'd have to charge admission. I tell you, it's nice. I'm so blessed. I got a great group of people that listen to us every single day, that support our ministry, our business that we do here. I've got a great son with you and Harris and sons and daughters, and so I got a great wife. So, yeah, and plus the weather is stunningly beautiful today. So what in the world can I be upset about? Because here's the deal, guys. If God is for you, who can be against you? That's the whole thing that people need to realize. I mean, if anybody in the world is against you, it doesn't make a difference. If 1,000 people are against you, if you got God on your side, you still got the vast majority going on for yourself. But I want to share something with you guys. Remember that movie, Austin, that came out a few years ago with Cameron Diaz and Tom Cruise? It was called Night and Day. I always remember that movie.
Vaguely.
I always remember that movie because she was driving a 67 Pontiac GTO in that movie. And I used to have when I was in high school, I had a 67 Pontiac Tempest. And it was the same body style as the GTO, but it had a little six-cylinder motor in it. Still a quick car because it was a souped-up six, but I remember that movie because of that movie. Plus, they had some really funny one-liners in there. And one of the funniest things that she said in the movie, and Tom Cruise said at the beginning, and I wish I was on video right now, you could see me, but Tom Cruise told Cameron Diaz, he put his hand up way over his head, and he goes, "This is with me is way up here, without me is way down here." And he put his hands down around his knees. He goes, "With me, without me," as far as her life expectancy, as far as people trying to kill her. And at the end, she did the same thing to him. Now, the reason I'm telling you that story is because I'm going to tie it together now, in case you wondered if I'm losing it here and segueing into something that has nothing to do with anything. Last night, your brother came home. And, you know, Harrison's 18 years old. He's graduating from college at the age of 18, finishing his coursework at the state college over here in February, and be graduating in probably May with his bachelor's degree when they issue the diploma to him, but he'll have the coursework completed at the age of 18. Now, what's interesting about this is he went to a meeting last night because, you know, he's going to go to law school. He wants to be a college professor. He wants to teach law or get a PhD in communication after law school, but he's just one of those academically inclined kids that he's really, really enjoys school. And he had gone to a meeting last night with a bunch of judges and attorneys over in Tampa. And he'd got a bunch of conflicting information as what I'd given him as far as law school, professions, etc. And he came home and he was kind of down about it. Now, let me share with you real quick about this. Let me give you some information with this. Here's the deal. If you want to have a really good life, you know, and you're going to really be led by the Holy Spirit, it's kind of like that Tom Cruise movie. When you go way up over your head and put your hand up over your head, that's with God. Way down here, without God, when you don't have the ability to be led by the Holy Spirit. And I told Harrison, I said, here's the deal. I said, these people, most of these judges and attorneys, a lot of these guys are high-level Masonic leaders, period. That's just the way it is in the attorneys and the judges. And I said, they don't have a relationship with Yeshua or with Yahweh. They don't have that. All they have is what they have in this world, the worldly pleasures and assets they have. A lot of these guys are in their 50s and 60s and 70s, and they're in the process of retiring or already have retired, and they're living vicariously now through you or through other people that are starting their careers. I said, the problem with all of this, you have to ask yourself a question. What kind of life do they have? Do they have a life that's filled with joy and righteousness and peace through the infilling of the Holy Spirit? Or do they have a life of just absolute turmoil and chaos their entire life, and they're a bunch of drunks? I said, you have to ask yourself that question, number one. Number two is this. We have our DNA. Our DNA is a code. We know there's a biochemical code using different letters, different chemicals, and different proteins in our system. It's a biochemical code that was written by our Creator, by Yahweh, that made us who we are. And now we understand that this biochemical code is encoded in frequencies or energy fields. So we have a biochemical energy field around our body that's encoded, kind of like a software program. It's kind of like running a program in your computer. And so we're a computer. Let's use that analogy. Let's just say we're a computer that's being run through the Holy Spirit. We become a Christian, and the Holy Spirit comes in and infuses us and gives us the right computer code and gives us the righteousness, peace, and joy, and we have this incredible life, because it's kind of like Norton. When you have an antivirus program, the Holy Spirit constantly runs antivirus programs in you, through you, to make sure you don't get corrupted by the world through bad programming or bad input. last night he came home and he got corrupted through the bad input of these individuals who he talked to, and he had gotten kind of negative on me. And I told him, I said, Harrison, I said, here's the thing. You've allowed these people to come in with a bad computer code and infect you with a negative virus. And I said, the only way you can get that out is you have to go through the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, and you've got to clean this stuff back out of your system, because quite frankly, I wouldn't take any advice from any of these old guys. I said, now they may give you some hints to do here and there that are okay, but as far as their life, you've got to look at their entire life. Are they, how many times they've been married? 4, 5, 6? Are they currently married? Have they had affairs on their wives? How are their true finances? What's their beacon score? I said, you've got to ask yourself all of these different questions on who these people are, because the outward trappings of success in life appear to a lot of people to be the point and pinnacle of their lives to be successful. But guys, if it costs you your very soul, Jesus said that. If by doing all of these things and gaining all of this stuff, it costs you your soul, what's the point of having done any of this? And see, that's what I talked to Harrison about today. So I want to give you that same analogy on the show today. It's with God's up here, without God's down here. And quite frankly, be careful, be very careful on who you allow to download information into your computer code of your body and your physiology and the energy field around you. Be very careful who you allow into that field around you. If they're not born-again Christians, I just talked to a guy here a few minutes ago. I've never met him before. He's sitting on the back porch talking to us. And I have a mutual friend, Kevin Jordan, I've known for many, many years, brought this man, Dan, over to speak to me today just to meet us. And I told Dan, I said, well, see, we're sitting beside each other here on the back porch, and our energy fields are overlapping because they go out like 15 to 20 feet around the body. If my energy field wasn't compatible with your energy field, if you were like some kind of rank heathen that was running around doing all kinds of horrible things, I would feel that, and I would know that I didn't want to be around you. And I said, so make sure that when you allow people to come into your energy field, when you allow people to give you information or to download information into your computer matrix, into your code, that you have the right information being downloaded. That's why so many people get confused. They get involved in cults. They get involved in things they shouldn't be involved in because they're given the wrong information. And again, we allow the Holy Spirit to be our Norton, so to speak, our program that goes in and cleans out the viruses through us. And that's what the blood of Christ does. The blood of Christ continually restores us back to the proper DNA through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. And see, it's all that we've covered that in detail, and it's done through scalar waves. What's interesting about this, Austin, is I wanted to share with the listeners today, because I covered this in our prayer time this morning. And I've had so many people ask me to cover what we cover in our prayer time in the morning and the stuff that we discussed. I discuss this in detail, in much more detail than this, because I use personal examples in it, which I won't do on the air, you know, probably for 20 minutes this morning before we prayed. And I said, guys, it's so important that you make sure you monitor who you're around and what they're doing to you. And you always have to ask yourself a few questions. Who am I hanging out with? What's that doing to me? And is that okay? Always ask yourself those three questions. Who am I hanging out with? What's it doing to me? And is it okay? If you're hanging out with people that are goal-oriented people, the people who love Christ, who love Yeshua, who love Yahweh, and who constantly want to talk about the Lord, you know, chances are they're going to be pretty good people. If you hang around people that want to talk about what they did in the bar last week, or, forgive my language, some whore they picked up last week, and they're talking to you about that at work and you're hanging out with them, there's a good probability, in fact, there's a really good possibility that those people are really corrupting your computer code, and you need to do everything you need to do to stay as far away from them as you possibly can, because the Bible warns us on this when it says that bad company will corrupt good character. And so we have to understand that all the areas of our life, we have to constantly make choices. We have to constantly make decisions on who am I going to hang out with? What am I going to do? Where am I going to go? How am I going to stay? In my book, Maximum Energy, the first one I wrote 20 years ago, I have actually in the introduction of it, you know, in the beginning of it, I actually said in there, I said, you know, we all have to come across crossroad decisions every so often. And a crossroad decision is a decision that affects you for the rest of your life. In other words, if you come up to a line in a road and you have to turn right, you have to turn left. And the one to the right takes you to prosperity and a great life, and the one to the left takes you to a place you don't want to go. You got to make sure when you get to those places that you've got to say, no, I'm not going to take that road to the left. I'm going to go to the right. Because sometimes things look pretty good down the road on the left. The problem is once you get on that road, it may be hard to turn around and make a U-turn. So it's very important, if you're listening to me today, young people, listen to me. Sometimes you've got to make those choices. I remember years ago, I was in a car. I was 18 years old. It was legal to drink. And I was not saved. And I got in a car, a Ford Maverick, with three other men. They were all older than me, and we were going to go to a bar up in Orlando. This is something I don't like to talk about much very often, but I'm going to tell you guys a story real quick. And I remember when we got going towards the interstate, we were on 559, we were almost at Interstate 4, and basically the driver of the car lit up a joint and started passing this marijuana around. Now, I had seen enough of drugs and alcohol my entire life being raised in a bar. I wanted nothing to do with it. And I told the guys, I said, guys, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be in the car. Take me back to my car and take me back to my place where you picked me up. I said, I don't want to be involved with this because if we get stopped and there's drugs in this car, there's absolutely no way the cop's going to believe that I had nothing to do with this and I wasn't smoking this pot with you guys. And they said, well, we're not going to do that. Now, I was big back then. I was a bouncer in the bar. I was big, 18 and a half inch arms, about 205 pounds. I was big. I was strong. And so I told the driver of the car, I said, his name was Sammy. And I said, Sammy, I said, here's the deal. I said, you're going to take me back to my car. You're going to take me back now. And I said, I'm going to count backwards from 10, and I'm going to hit you. And I said, and when we pull over to the side of the road, if we don't wreck and the cops show up, I'm going to tell them you abducted me. I said, I'm not going to be in this car. I'm that adamant. Remember, guys, I'm a heathen. I'm not a Christian. And I said, but I'm not going to be around drugs. I'm not going to be around this. I'm not going to do this. I'm drawing the line in the sand on this right now. And so Sammy realized that I was serious because they knew that I wasn't a joker. And so he turned the car around, took me back to my car. Within a few years, the drug deal went bad with him, with some people he was getting drugs from, and he went down to Costa Rica, and he tried to basically resolve the problem, and they murdered him. It was a gruesome murder, and then they took the parts of his body that were left, and he'd been dismembered, and they took him out in the parking lot, and they burned him. Now, guys, listen to me for a second. That night in that car, if you're a young kid, you listen to me. That night in that car was a crossroad decision of my life. I chose not to go left. I chose to go right. I decided to go the way that I knew that was the right way to go to college and to an education. And I never looked back. This guy's dead. He chose the wrong road. And those are the decisions that you make every once in a while. You only get probably half a dozen of these in your entire life. You know, who you're going to marry, what you're going to go to school for, what you're going to do for a career, all these different times. These are all crossroad decisions which directly affect every single thing that you do for the rest of your life. That's why it's so important. You've got to run it through the Spirit of God. You have to run it through the Holy Spirit filter. You've got to run it through the program virus filter. You've got to make sure that you're being led by the Holy Spirit. Because if you don't, guys, you're going to start making choices at a very, very young age that are not going to be good for you, that are going to cost you too much. They're going to cost you too much. You see, I remember Jim Rohn taught me this years ago. This Jim Rohn, R-O-H-N, you can listen to him on YouTube. His stuff's all free now on YouTube. He's gone now. He's with the Lord. May he rest in peace. He said that, you know, a lot of times people have these lives that are absolutely awful. It's like a little black cloud follows them everywhere they go, and they have an umbrella over their head, and it's constantly raining on them. They're the kind of people that brighten up a room by leaving it because they're so negative because their life has gone so sideways their entire life. And he goes, and these people, if you look at their lives, everything, their relationships, their money, their income, their lifestyle, everything's a failure. And he goes, the problem with that is that people want to think that it's a cataclysmic event that caused that. In other words, you have a business that's prosperous and an earthquake opens up or a fire comes through and burns your business down, earthquake opens up, sucks you into a hole, and you don't have proper insurance and your whole life goes sideways. He goes, it doesn't work like that for 99.999% of the people. What happens is their entire life is a series of little failings. You forget to make a phone call, that's one. You forget to be organized, that's two. You forget to follow up, that's three. And pretty soon you start having all these little mistakes that you're making on an ongoing basis. And these little mistakes, when you add them all up in aggregate, your life ends up being a failure. It's never usually one giant thing that causes it. I could have gotten in that car that night. I could have gone to Orlando. The car could have been stopped. I could have been arrested with the rest of the guys for having possession of their narcotics in that car. And my entire life would have changed. Not have said, oh, I can't believe what's happened to my life. Guys, it was a series of little decisions that I made. Number one, getting into a car with people that I didn't know that well. That was number one. Number two, knowingly and willingly going to a bar where I shouldn't have been. Number three, not knowing the backgrounds of these people and where we were going to, you know, how this thing was going to end up. All these little decisions that I made would have directly affected me the rest of my life. Guys, we've got to be smarter than that. We've got to be led by the Holy Spirit. We have to do everything we possibly can to bring glory and honor to God in all the areas of our life. Because if we don't, guys, what ends up happening is when we weigh everything up at the end, we got a mess. We find ourselves living where we don't want to live, driving what we don't want to drive, being married to who we don't want to be married to. And women, this goes for you too. and making all of these choices on an ongoing basis. I saw that so many times in high school. You'd have a real pretty girl down here in Central Florida, I mean, beautiful, like homecoming queen, and she'd be dating some guy who liked to go out and get drunk every week and beat people up every week, just total redneck. And then what ended up happening 4 or 5 years out of high school, it's not funny anymore. He's out every night drinking. He's out every night partying. And she's pregnant. He's drunk across town. And she's about to have labor pains and she can't find her husband. And pretty soon she gets tired of all the drugs and all the alcohol and all the lawsuits from all the assaults and all the other things that are going on. And she finally thinks, wow, this is a nightmare. I've made some really, really bad choices. I got to get out of this mess. And eventually, in many cases, they end up divorcing that redneck if that redneck doesn't change. I've seen it over and over and over, and I could give you multiple specific examples right now with names of people that I knew in high school, but I'm not going to do that. Go, guys, it's so important that we think through the decisions that we make in all of the areas of our life. It goes right back to what we talk about on the show all the time. Am I going to immunize this child? Do I want to take the risks of causing autism in this child? Do I want to take the risks of having a flu shot and coming down with senile dementia? Am I going to promote stuff that I know is going to hurt people, like GMOs and statin drugs? Guys, all of these things are decisions that we have to make on an ongoing basis. Guys, I told Austin when he turned 18, when he was going into the Marine Corps as an officer, I said, Austin, I said, if you want to be a Marine Corps officer, I said, I've protected you all of these years. You haven't been vaccinated. If you choose to go in and you want to go into active duty and be sent to the front, they're going to vaccinate you with who knows what. I want you to be aware of that in advance before you do it. And that was one of the deciding factors that Austin kept Austin out, including the Gay Canyon winning the White House. So, guys, it's one of those things that people need to realize, that the entire lifetime that we're here on this planet, it's a series of decision-making opportunities on what we're going to do, whether we're going to make the right decision or the bad decision. The other day I heard one of the name it, claim it, blab it, grab it preachers on TV. I listened to him, and the guy did a great job. I'm not going to mention any names, because every time I mention any of these guys' names and tell you they did a good job on the sermon, you guys write me letters and say, I don't like him, don't talk about him or whatever, don't talk about her. Okay, so I'm not going to mention the names. But the problem with all of it is this. He's talking about how this next year, 2018, is going to be your year of increase, and you're going to be blessed beyond measure with a new house, a new job, and all this different stuff, and how he's speaking that over you. I'm okay with that. I have a bit of problems with God blessing every single person listening, but here's the thing. We have an if-then God. If you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you shall be saved. If you follow the principles in the Bible as far as treating people correctly and being fair and being honest and being righteous in your business dealings, you're going to be blessed. If you try to hose everybody over and do everything you possibly can to take advantage of people, you're not going to be blessed. That's what people don't realize. Christians who are not taught the full gospel of what God expects from you in the business world, or what he expects you from a personal relationship with your wife or your children or your loved ones, they need to be told the entire truth. They need to get past the milk of the word and get into the meat of the word. The Bible says that. And that's the problem with the name it, claim it, blab it, grab it boys. They can't build a big church teaching holiness, repentance, and love, and compassion, and doing what's right. They can only tell you how great God is, and God is great. Yahweh is amazing, okay? But he doesn't want you to continue to sin. He says in the book, I believe it's in Romans, he goes, should we continue to sin so grace will increase? And Paul said, by no means. We died to sin, how can we live it any longer? The problem that we have in these big mega churches that are the name it, claim it, blab it, grab it boys, is that they think that you can do whatever you want to do, as long as you give me money, you're going to be blessed. And that's pretty much what they preach. And guys, it's not true. It's a watered down gospel, and that's the problem that I have it. Now, if you're looking at these guys as a motivational speaker, some of them are amazing. Oh man, they'll motivate you and get you all pumped up. But if that's what they're going to be, okay. Just don't call yourself a pastor. Don't do that. Zig Ziglar was one of the best motivational speakers, and he preached the gospel, but he wasn't a pastor. So was Jim Rohn. Jim Rohn was always quoting scripture. Zig Ziglar was always quoting scripture. And these two guys heavily influenced my entire life of who I am today. In fact, in my first book, I talked about Jim Rohn and Zig Ziglar and how they affected me in ways I never, ever expected. Guys, that's what I talked to Harrison and the family about this morning in our prayer time. I talked about decisions and choices and being at the right time, at the right place, and allowing God to lead you. Because God's anointing will take you to wherever you need to go, but your character will keep you there. I'm going to repeat that. The anointing will take you there. The character will keep you there. I've seen so many TV evangelists who are incredible speakers, and the anointing takes them to the very high place because of their ability to influence people because of the anointing, but they have no character. They don't pay their bills. They have adulterous relationships with their wives. They're homosexuals. I could tell you story after story after story. Guys, it's no good. And invariably, these guys end up taking a huge fall because sooner or later, God does a really big house cleaning. He always does. And judgment will first will begin with the house of God. And see, we have to understand that. We have to dot our I's and cross our T's. If we claim to have a relationship with Yeshua and we're in blood covenant with the creator of the universe through Yeshua, we have to realize there's some things we've got to do. I mean, after you've been saved and after you've been left, after you have left the vow, you need to understand there's some things you need to learn from the Bible as far as what you should and shouldn't do. I mean, the Ten Commandments are pretty much a stake for everybody. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery. There's some things out there that we need to implement in our life before we're really going to walk in the blessings of God, and those are the things that need to be preached in everybody's pulpit, Austin. Okay, that's my opening statement. What do you think?
That was an excellent opening statement, bud. That was definitely intense. That was a lot of good info in one rant. Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right about that. There's so many aspects of it. And, you know, speaking of, it's funny you mentioned the vaccines, because I had a conversation yesterday with one of my friends who is not vaccinating his son. And we were discussing, you know, how we've talked to multiple people now that their children get the 12-month vaccination, and within a month, they've gotten hand, foot, mouth disease. Happened to my UPS driver, his son, 12 months, got his vaccinations. By 13 months, he had hand, foot, and mouth. Doctors don't know what to do with it, can't figure out what to do with it, try different antibiotics, and it kind of just goes away eventually on itself. Had a very good friend of ours, it's a good friend of Lana, her daughter, fully vaccinated, 12 months, month later, hand, foot, and mouth. Another kid that Tyler knows, my friend that's not vaccinating, same exact thing. And it's funny because when I've talked to individuals, like I talked to the one girl who vaccinated her daughter at 12 months, and of course she got it at 13 months, and she goes, well, the doctor said there's no way to know how to get it. It can come from dogs or it can come from this. There's no real way to figure it out, and it just kind of goes away with antibiotics after a while. It's just they're really sick for a while. And I said, well, that's interesting. I said, when did your daughter get that again? She goes, she got it right around 13 months. I said, okay. I said, when did she get her vaccinations? She goes, well, she got them at 12 months. I said, so she got this a month after she got her vaccination. She goes, well, yeah, but they weren't related. I said, okay. I said, so two other couples that I know have had the exact same issue at the exact same time with the exact same 12-month vaccination period and the exact same disease, and Tyler and I's son haven't been vaccinated at all, and neither one of our boys have gotten it, and all of our kids play together on a regular basis. I said, that's an interesting coincidence. And I just left it at that. And she kind of looked at me with this puzzled look on her face, and I could tell she was getting frustrated, but she didn't really know what to say about it. So I just got up and walked out and went outside and talked to a couple other people. And but that's the thing. Everybody doesn't understand. You start putting this stuff in your body, you start injecting this stuff in your body, there's consequences to it, whether it's to you, whether it's to your child, whether it's to your family. So you really have to sit down and decide whether or not this is what you want to do. But always, in other news, there's all bunch of other stuff that we got going on here. This is pretty wild now with Monsanto. They are now offering cash rebates to farmers to use dicamba. They're using cash incentives to keep farmers using a chemical that is now restricted in several states. I've talked about this last month, how multiple states now have heavily, heavily restricted dicamba usage because of all the issues they're having with it. Monsanto Co. now will be giving cash back to U.S. farmers who buy the weed killer that have been linked to widespread crop damage, offering an incentive to apply its products even as regulators in the several U.S. states weigh restrictions on its use. The incentive to use Extendamax and Vapor Grip, a herbicide based on chemical known as dicamba, would refund farmers over half the sticker price of the product in 2018 if they spray it on soybeans Monsanto engineered to resist the weed killer, the data said from the company. The United States faced an agriculture crisis this year caused by new formulations of dicamba herbicides, which farmers and weed experts said have heavily harmed crops because they're evaporated and drifted away when they are sprayed. Monsanto, of course, says Extendamax is completely safe when properly applied. The company is banking on the chemical in soybean seeds engineered to resist it, called Xtend, to dominate the soybean production in the United States, the world's second largest exporter. The rebate means farmers can receive up to $11.50 per acre in cash back next year when they use Xtendamax along with other approved chemicals. So now, not only has Monsanto pushed dicamba and glyphosate and the Roundup trade name, all this stuff now. Now they're actually giving farmers cash back incentives because so many of these guys are trying to get away from using Monsanto GMO chemicals and GMO crops because everybody's starting to realize the long-term effects this stuff is having on our food supply. That's why it's so important, guys, you do the best you can to support local organic farmers. Even if they're not local, in the region, organic farmers, these guys that are holding true to staying USDA organic are so important to us right now because a lot of these guys are getting so fed up because the cost of organic food is so much more expensive to really grow because you can't just spray it down with all this stuff. Organic farmers aren't getting cash back rebates to use herbicides on their plants. They don't get any of this stuff. So these guys usually end up spending a lot more money. So we support them and we support this industry. It really keeps it growing strong, and it does the best we can right now to stay away from supporting any and all Monsanto or Bayer or any of the GMO biotech companies, Dad, because this food is not something we want continuing to spread more and more across the U.S. as it already done.
No, it's awful. Awful products. Awful. The herbicides are just a destruction of the environment. The glyphosate, I mean, they're all bad. And the pesticides are just as bad. So we're getting poured into our aquifer everywhere. By the way, I want to cover something real quick. I'm going to give you a partial list of assets owned by Disney. Again, Walt Disney is the world's second largest media conglomerate in terms of revenue after Comcast. And the following items are wholly and owned and operated by Disney unless otherwise indicated. This is right off of Wikipedia. It's under list of assets owned by Disney. I'm just going to cover a couple of these because this goes on for page after page. Marketing, Disney Archives, Disney Enterprises, Disney Center, Walt Disney Studios, Walt Disney Pictures, Walt Disney Animation, Disney Toon Pictures, Pixar Animation Studios, Lucasfilm, all right, Star Wars boys, Industrial Light and Magic, Lucasfilm Animation, all kinds of Marvel Studios, Marvel Music, Distribution, Walt Disney Studios Motion Pictures, Walt Disney Studios Marketing, Disney Music Group, Walt Disney Records, Hollywood Records, Disney Music Publishing, and it's a bunch of those underneath that. Disney Theatrical Groups, a bunch of those under that. Disney Studio Services, a bunch under all that. Disney Consumer Products and Interactive Media, tons of that. Disney Retail, Disney Stores, Disney Games, Disney Apps, ABC, there you go, there's one that no one wants to think about. American Broadcasting Corporation, they own that. The Disneyland Resorts, they're on their list. Disneyland Paris, Hong Kong International Theme Park, Shanghai Disney. This thing goes on and on. Disney ABC Television Group, American Broadcasting Companies, Disney ABC Television Group, Walt Disney Television, and Disney ABC Home Entertainment Television, Hulu, Disney Media Distribution, American Broadcast Company from 1943 in radio and television, ABC News. This list goes on. A&E Networks is all owned by Disney. ABC Entertainment Group is owned by Disney. Now, I'm going to stop now because I'm tired of reading these. This goes on and on and on. I'm about a quarter of the way down. Now, the reason I covered all that is this. Disney is now buying Fox assets, 20th Century, yep. 21st Century Fox assets, in a deal worth more than $52 billion in stock. The deal has a total value of $66 billion, with Disney assuming $13.7 billion of Fox's net debt. Bob Iger will remain Disney's chairman and CEO through the end of 2021. The Disney-Fox deal will give Disney more content when it launches its own streaming service, and Netflix may lose more content, but the company has already made moves to create more of its own content. Disney on Thursday announced the deal to acquire many parts of 20th Century Fox, including a lot of the information, a lot of the stuff, the assets by Murdoch. Now, here's the problem with all of this stuff. Remember what I've told you guys, and the reason I'm done talking, this story's too long. You were looking up today. Here's the thing. When you have these guys buying up the media and controlling everything, these Sabbatean cabalists that are doing this, the international banking cartels that print money out of nothing and just put it through their subsidiaries and flush it through their accounts and then buy things up like this for $60, $70 billion, these people are controlling what you're going to watch. And if they take over Fox completely, if they take over Fox and they take over the news and the news parts of it and everything else and they start controlling parts of that, it's not going to have the same effect that it does right now. Remember what these guys are doing. They're buying up everything, and they only want you to hear the narrative they want you to hear. It's so important that everybody gets that. They don't want to hear true alternative news narratives. They have to keep this veil on the minds of the population around the planet. That's what Jesus called it. There's a veil that put around the hearts and the minds. of the people, so they will not believe and know the truth. They've got to keep that veil. They've got to keep that propaganda flowing. Disney has openly gay characters now on its shows. Openly gay. Openly gay. We've talked about that repeatedly. I won't
even
pay
money.
Children's shows. Because they're trying to change the world. Over 50% of the people at Disney World, I was told by one of the employees, are gay as far as the employees working there. Now, whether that's an accurate statement or not, I don't know. I haven't looked at the actual numbers on that distributed by Disney. I don't know. I really don't care. I don't go there anymore. If I do, if I ever were to go there again, I've got friends who work there, and I would have one of them get me in to see something if I wanted to see it. But quite frankly, the last few times I went to Disney World, it was a complete and total nightmare. The place is like walking into doggone Gestapo world, man. It's unbelievable what happens to that place. So, guys, I'm telling you again what happened in Germany with the Weimar Republic in the early 20s. When the Sabbatean Kabbalists came in, they used all of their money and their assets from their funny money they printed, their currency, their fiat currency, and they bought up all of the assets in Germany. That's exactly what's happening right now. I personally believe, and I told you this last week, they're heavily involved in Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, and they're putting all of this stuff in, and all of it does is to take and strip your assets away from you, because they take money they make out of nothing and they buy tangible assets with it. This is how these people do things. This is called Babylonian money magic. And this is how they end up owning everything before it's over with. And this is why these guys, these 17 Kabbalists, were banned in many countries, and they didn't want them around. Because, guys, it was one of those things that they simply didn't want them around because of the fact that they cheated everybody like this, and they took their stuff away from them. In the end, it's like playing a Monopoly game where the guy, the bank, wins everything. It's not okay, guys, and you got to be aware of what's happening around us right now. What do you think about the story, Austin?
Yeah, well, I had it right in front of me. It was funny because that was about the next story I was going to go to. This is huge for a lot of people that don't realize this, because Disney is 100%, in my opinion, a total satanic New World Order propaganda machine. Huge one. There's so much stuff that goes on at Disney that most people don't even know about. Dad's talked to people. I've talked to people. There's some very weird things that happen over there. That place is a giant police state. At the very least, it's a police state. It's actually much more than that if you want to get into detail and a lot of the other stuff they do as far as monitoring and listening to everything you do while you're there. But the fact that they're spending basically $66 billion total on this deal, and that's with Disney assuming $13 billion of Fox's net debt. This means they significantly want to acquire Fox by any means. They want to control this last bit of media. As Dad just said, this is what they have done with Disney now. They've put in these Disney TV shows, these Disney cartoons that have all types of underlying gay agenda, transgender stuff, blatantly 8 and 9 and 10 year old kids in these shows now, the total gay character relationships, I mean gay relationships at 8, 9, 10 years of age. This is what they want to do, and they know Fox still has a little bit left of a conservative side to it, and they're still putting out some real true news a lot of times, and it's probably not going to change anything significantly right now, but you give it another couple years, and the fact that Disney is the one that's buying these guys is absolutely horrific to me. Back to what you were saying with Bitcoin, Dad. Yes, I've heard and I've read from multiple people now and confirmed this. To the best of my knowledge, the feds, the central banks, all these guys have been bumping billions of dollars into Bitcoin, propping it up. The next step is, if you guys saw already, at the end of this week, the futures exchange was set up for investors to speculate on the future price of Bitcoin on Monday. That's why Bitcoin went from like $15,000 an ounce to like $18,500 an ounce, literally in like a couple day period, when they were able to start betting on it. So now, not only are they dealing with a currency that has no redeemable value, essentially, there is no backing to it, there is no infrastructure, there are no core assets to Bitcoin. Now they're letting the speculators speculate on it, whether or not it's going to go high or low, which is going to drive the price even higher, in my opinion, right now, and suck more people's money into it. Remember, the only reason that Bitcoin can grow at an exponential rate that it has this year is because people are taking their hard assets, their 401ks that they're cashing out, their silver, their physical silver, their gold bonds, all this stuff, cash, and they're transferring it into Bitcoin. That's the only way to get something to grow this fast. And like I said before, my opinion, opinion, if you had it in there when it was a couple hundred dollars a coin and you're letting it ride, by all means, do your thing. I would do the exact same thing. But going out now and taking mortgages and running up credit cards and all this stuff that I see people doing is not a good idea at Bitcoin at all, because there's going to be a certain point, there's going to be a certain number when these top guys that have all this funny money invested in Bitcoin, they're going to suck it out and they're going to literally drain the accounts of these people that have hundreds of thousands of dollars invested in it of hard assets, if not more, and that's where it's going to land. So the fact that they're allowing these guys to speculate on Bitcoin that doesn't even exist technically, it's a cryptocurrency with no core assets, and they're speculating, it's bad enough when people speculate on gold and silver and oil and corn and all this stuff, but now we're speculating on an invisible digital currency. This has no place to go but bad at some point in time. And again, as I told you guys multiple times, and Dad has said too, this stuff, in my opinion, has been a giant beta test to see how capable they can at getting the American population and the global population to accept a full digital currency. That's where it's headed with this stuff, Dad. So yeah, Disney, Bitcoin, all this stuff, not a good thing, especially the fact that Fox is getting sold to Disney now.
Well, I always remember, guys, you know, the Security Exchange Commission, I cannot even believe they're allowing this stuff to be traded. I mean, I'm not going to get started on that. Oh, by the way, McCain is in the hospital now. He's having severe side effects from the chemotherapy for his glial brain tumor. His hospitalization comes amid speculation of his future in the House Representatives and Senate attempt to hold final votes next week on a $1.5 trillion tax cut. The GOP is trying to maintain a fragile coalition, which is why they don't want Judge Moore in there. That's why they made sure he lost that race in Alabama. Hopefully that thing's going to be, you know, brought back up through a court as far as fraud. I hope they can do that. They're trying to maintain this fragile coalition, especially in the Senate, that could give President Donald Trump his first significant legislative input. But since his cancer diagnosis, he's been healthy enough to go to the wedding of his daughter Megan in Cornville last month, and to receive the Liberty Medal from the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia in October, which I think is a travesty. But the disease is clearly taking a toll. He's been this walking boot, which likes to change side for after tearing a tendon in the leg. I don't know how that works either. And McCain, on July 14th, underwent an emergency craniopathy to address a blood clot that was later revealed to be associated with a certain type of glial tumor, which is extremely aggressive. Now, I pulled up Meghan McCain because he went to her wedding. I just want to give you some input. Now, she's from his wife, from Cindy Hensley McCain, and she's a pretty girl. She's a beautiful girl. But the thing about it is we don't realize how insanely liberal this child is. Now, she has switched to the Republican Party, I guess, out of respect for her, but she says she's liberal on social issues. She was registered as an independent when she was 18 years old, and she voted for John Kerry in the 2004 presidential election. That tells you a lot. She agrees with her father's positions on global warming and stem cell research. And first she had doubts about the 2003 invasion of Iraq, but now she supports her father's positioning in it. She basically is pro-abortion. She's pro-everything. She's pro-gay, pro-homosexual, pro-gay adoption. I mean, this is the mess that she has become under his tutelage as her father. She also wants gays and lesbians to openly serve in the military. I mean, she serves on the board of directors of GLAAD. I mean, this lady is just an absolute abomination for anything that ever thought about even considering itself to be a conservative. So, sadly, I just want to share this with you that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree with these guys, and that's why I wanted to share that with you guys. Austin, what's your next story? What do you think about this?
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all. That whole family is just something else. Also, too, in other news, this is kind of rough. We've been praying about it, and we tried to get some stuff done, but it looks like the SEC voted to repeal the net neutrality rules. The Federal Communications Commission has voted to repeal its landmark net neutrality protections, capping off a month-long campaign by the agency's Republicans to deregulate the broadband industry. The FCC voted 3-2 along party lines Thursday to scrap its 2015 open internet order. Democrats, consumer groups, and tech companies have been rallying for months to try to stop the repeal plan, arguing that the rules are essential for preventing companies like Comcast and Verizon from abusing their powers as internet gatekeepers. As a result of today's misguided action, our broadband providers will get extraordinary new power from the FCC. They literally will have the power to block websites, throttle services, and censor online content. They will have the right to discriminate and favor the internet traffic of those companies with whom they have pay-to-play arrangements, and the right to consign all others to a slow and bumpy road. Now, what's funny on here is it says the rules require now internet service providers to treat all websites equally, banning them from blocking or throttling certain content. However, under the new regimen, the broadcast companies will have to disclose publicly whether they engage in those practices. So basically what they're giving, the FCC is giving now companies like Comcast and Verizon, is they're giving them the answer key to the exam under the guise of, we're not going, we don't cheat, don't use the answer key to cheat on the test. We're going to give you the autonomy to have the answer key to grade your own test after you take it, but we're going to give you the autonomy to have it so you basically police yourself, you know, keep yourself in check, and if you decide to take the exam, make sure you grade it afterwards and you don't look in the answer key and don't cheat on it. That's exactly what they're doing now. They're completely giving these guys full autonomy to essentially do whatever they want to do now, and this will be, if this continues to go through and they actually, we don't stop this, it's going to go bad, because even minutes after the vote, I mean, there's so many people that are irate about this. Multiple state attorney generals, including those from Washington and New York, promised to sue the FCC to overturn the proposal. This will be the next step in policing and controlling the internet. As you guys know, the Rothschilds, the bankers, the central banks, the feds, all these guys, they bought up all this stuff. Verizon, Yahoo, Comcast, all these guys. Acquisitions and mergers in the last couple of years have been endless. We've even seen that locally here. We had Bright House was a local internet service company. They got brought up by Frontier now. Now it's absolutely horrible. The consumer, the customer service is horrible. Everything's horrible. This is what they're doing now. So now all these big boys are completely done with all these acquisitions. They own everything now through all these big companies. They can come in now and start slowly changing what content you see, what things they allow you to get to, and it'll be subtle. It's not going to be blatant. They're not going to do it so big that everybody gets flagged as soon as they see it. Oh, they're blocking this and they're blocking that. But now these guys have the ability to do this subtly and for long term, and you give it another 3 to 5 years of these guys having unfettered access to pretty much do whatever they want with no FCC controls on them, they will literally completely change the way the internet is used, and it will not be for a positive way, Dad.
Well, they're going to slow everybody down. They're going to crawl everything out. I mean, they're going to make, if you're putting content they don't like, they're going to give you bad service. They're going to, instead of getting, if you need a, 50 download speed, they're going to give you 3. And you're going to sit there and say, oh gosh, the video should take, 20 minutes to watch, but it takes 3 hours to download. And see, and this is what they're going to do. This is what's going to happen with us. By the way, this is also interesting with colleges. When I was at Florida State back in the 70s, they had just started their gay and lesbian studies. And they had these weird classes that were offered that some people thought, this is very strange. And you got to ask yourself the question. When you have a state university and that is being funded through tax dollars, and I'm not just picking on Florida State because I have great memories of Florida State and some not so great memories of Florida State. But, I graduated there 3 times, so, I really enjoyed my years there. And what's interesting about this is you get the gay and lesbian studies. They have an entire curriculum on that. So these are these studies that people major in. And they get out with their college degrees and they end up with zero ability to get jobs. Who's going to hire somebody with gay and lesbian studies as a degree or black history or white history or Hispanic history or whatever? You don't get jobs with certain types of degrees because those types of degrees aren't marketable. Now, I want to give you some examples of some classes that are available right now in the university systems. These are 37 examples of real college courses that are almost too crazy to believe. Now, I'm not going to read all 37 of them because there's too many of them. This is the University of Kentucky. Vampires, Evolution of a Sexy Monster, MCL 135. This is the University of Nebraska. History 336. Saints, Witches, and Mad Women. Okay, this is interesting. This is great. Harvard. You have to expect this of Harvard. Womjin, whatever that means, 12-12-5, leaning in and hooking up. You got to. What'd you major in? I majored in leaning in and hooking up from Harvard. I want you to hire me. Are you insane? Why do we would you hire you with a degree from Harvard and leaning in and hooking up? Another one, the politics of ugly. Another one, campus sex in the digital age. Fat, the F word and the public body. Hip-hop feminism, queer lies and queer politics. Marriage in the age of Trump. Medieval sexuality. Zombies, modern myths, race and capitalism, how they tie all that together. Alternative genders, drag in America. Race, gender, sexuality, and U.S. culture and video games. Here's a good one. Rednecks, queers, and country music. There you go. University of Michigan. Number MCULT 411. AMCULT 411. Rednecks, queers, and country music. I mean, transnational sexualities, unruly bodies, black womanhood in popular culture, media, sport, and culture amplifying sportism, the Bible in horror, queerness in South Asian literature. This goes on and on and on. Here's one on Black Lives Matter. Class on Black Lives Matter. Here you go. Here's another one. Queering God, feminist and queer theology, queering the Bible. I mean, on and on. And these schools, many of these schools are state universities and colleges that our tax dollar funds these types of classes. Guys, if this isn't an indication of the times, I have no idea how to be any more graphic. These are actual courses being offered at cool colleges and universities around the country, and I only covered part of them. Austin, what do you think?
It's happening everywhere, bud. The universities, college, especially the public ones, the secular ones, this is what they have to do. They're taking the younger generation right now, the 8, 9, 10-year-olds, they're trying to shove them onto Disney, the Disney TV shows. They're putting this common core curriculums together to dumb them down. They're putting all types of ridiculous transgender nonsense in their mind, polluting them now with this garbage. Then as they get older, they're going to be, and you think it's bad now. I mean, look how fast the universities have degraded just in the last 10 years with all this political correctness. I mean, just, honestly, I haven't even 10 years. It's been honestly like 7 or 8 years. It's just this decade. How fast they're degrading. Now think about another 5 to 10 years when this younger generation and the Common Core and all this transgender garbage they're being fed in the public schools with Common Core, they get into the universities now. It is going to get even worse. This is what they want to do. They're priming the next two generations to be completely and totally subservient, good little slaves that work for the New World Order. That's what they're doing here. I mean, they're doing everything they can to push Jesus and Christ and Yahweh and Yeshua and every aspect of that out of everything you do, whether it's school, whether it's church. Now, I mean, now the Church of England, which I pick on them all the time because they're just, we can't even go any further, I think, sometimes with them, and then they do this. Now, the Church of England is hosting a joint birthday celebration for Muhammad and Jesus. This is what it said in the invitation they sent everybody out now. Marking the birth of the Prophet Muhammad and looking forward to the birthday of Jesus, the flyer of the event read. Now, notice that when I just said that. Now, this event is marking the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad, but not looking forward to the birthday of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Notice how Muhammad gets his prophethood in the front of it, while Jesus neither gets his prophethood nor his priesthood, neither his kingship nor his messiahship. They've exalted Prophet Muhammad first in the sentence, along with plain old Jesus, because if they added any of his claims to the divinity, they would, of course, alienated Muslims. This is what they're trying to do now. They're trying to promote this. It's this bizarre religion that they're trying to do now, where it's literally they're picking and choosing every little aspect of each religion and they're molding it together, Dad. And I guess we've talked about it, and it's bizarre to see this, but we're starting to see the fruition of a one world religion, and it's really starting to get pushed extremely hard now. And when you see stuff like this, where looking forward to the birthday of Jesus, but we're sitting there and basically marking the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad, they're blatantly disrespecting Jesus. Not only they're not giving him any type of recognition, they're putting him second, and they're just looking forward to his birthday. This is nauseating me, but the Church of England is so far steeped in weird stuff over there. It doesn't surprise me, but it shows you how far they're trying to take it now, Dev.
It's sad when you see stuff like this because it continues to slide down the slippery slope of political correctness. But remember, a lot of the population of England now is Muslim. They're trying to maintain relevancy over there because their country within 20, 30 years will be a Muslim country, period. It's done. England, London already is. So it's crazy. By the way, remember a couple of weeks ago when we had those sonic attacks in Cuba and people went blind from it, people lost their hearing from it, people had brain damage from it. This was serious. It's kind of like if you have a microwave in your house and you take a hot dog and you put it in the microwave and you turn it on high for 3 minutes. And initially the microwave doesn't do anything to the hot dog. You know, the turntable's turning and the microwave's sitting there and little by little you start seeing steam pop through it, and pretty soon you start seeing little bubbles appear on the hot dog, and pretty soon the hot dog just basically explodes and ruptures inside of the microwave, making an unbelievable mess. That's what microwaves do to the brain. Kind of like that hot dog, if you want an example of what that is. That's what it does to your brain. You get hit by an electronic microwave pulse to the brain, it'll start cooking your brain inside of your cranial cavity, and basically have it break open, pop open, like doggone hot dog does in a microwave. That's what apparently they've done now when they weaponized the microwave attacks behind the sonic attacks in Cuba. This is from Hambling. With U.S. diplomats based in Cuba reported they had hearing loss and blindness as a result of hearing strange noise, an investigation kicked off in which it found that they were exposed to these health attacks by some type of sonic device. Now it is being proposed that the device being used was weaponized microwave energy. This is Tesla technology, guys. Those affected reported that the incidents earlier this year involved bursts of painful, highly localized sound at home or in hotel rooms after effects, including hearing loss, headaches, nausea, and blindness. Subsequent medical examination suggests that some of the victims have severe signs of brain damage, which isn't consistent with a sonic device, and which tends to lead people out that it's not a sonic machine, is basically a microwave weapon. Guys, this is something that I want to share with you guys. Judy Wood, the lady who wrote Where Did the Towers Go?, an incredible book about 9/11, and she's a structural engineer, was a University College professor, PhD, had the math. She wrote this book. I got a copy of it here at the house. Huge hardback, colored thing, pictures throughout the whole book. It's an incredible book. It's expensive. It's like $50 or $60, but for a reference text, it's cheap. They're $200 or $300 now in schools, in colleges. So for the cost of it, it's expensive, but it's a good value. She basically said that the towers, she's postulating and proposing that they were taken down by a space-based system using high-energy microwave fields, which is why she said that people were jumping out of the buildings because they were getting cooked in the building, and they'd rather commit suicide because of the intense pain because of the burning they were receiving. She also said that there were cars miles away, which has been shown true, that burst into flames. All of these things happened at this 9/11 that no one could explain, that no one would talk about. And if you look straight down on the buildings from space and you look down on top of them, you'll see giant holes burned out in several of the cores, in which there's no debris in the middle of the core. And she postulated, she goes, where did these towers go? How did they just simply vaporize? Now, some people say there were mini nukes. Some people say that it was nanothermite. Some people say it was a combination of the particle-based weapons, mini nukes, and nanothermite. But the whole thing about it is, guys, is this technology is real. That's the point of this whole story today. This technology is real. This Tesla particle beam weapon has been built. It's the death ray that Tesla called it. They have it. It's operational. It's on space-based weapons platforms. Fred Bell, when he was on Jesse Ventura's show, Conspiracy Theory, he basically said that it was fully operational. And before that show could even be aired, Fred Bell was dead. In fact, during that show, they had to change the end of it because Fred Bell had died after he had given that interview with Jesse Ventura. And Jesse Ventura asked him during the interview, are you not scared that you're disclosing confidential information? And Fred Bell said, no, I helped build Star Wars. And every so often, something goes wrong with it. It starts messing up, and they come to me and ask me to help fix it. So, no, I'm not concerned about my life, but yet he was dead before it even happened. And I've spoken to some of his family members, and they have told me that they don't think that this was natural the way he died, but I'm not going to go into detail with that. I need to bring them onto the show one day, and I should have them discuss it with me in Austin. Guys, always understand that everything that they're doing is to tie us into a 5G network. Everything they're doing is to control us through energy fields. Why do they put these giant monster cables for power into these microwave towers when they require very little power to operate? Why do they have these giant, giant wires going up and that can handle huge amounts of electricity? Why is that being done? Why is that being done all over the United States? Why are they installing 5G networks all over the United States with towers in every neighborhood disguised in palm trees? I mean, this is some crazy stuff that's happening. So keep your eyes on the ball. Don't allow the mainstream news to obfuscate what's going on and misdirect you, because that's the whole key. Remember, these guys are experts in this thing. Remember, these guys are, I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. You know, these guys are like wizards and warlocks, okay? You know, it's like Harry Potter on steroids with bad guys. That's what these guys do with the energy fields they create around the planet. That's how they've been able to ensnare the entire planet that Jesus straight called them out for in his Gospels, which he said there's a veil that's been cast around the people on this planet. Guys, this is what these guys do, and they're planning on using it from a technological standpoint very, very soon. I think within the next 4 to 5 to 10 years, Austin, these things will be fully operational, and may the good Lord help us at that point, because at that point in time, they can use directional microwave energy anywhere they want to anybody they want, especially when they tie it back together with their own DNA that's been already infused with uplinks via piezoelectric crystals through smart dust. Guys, thank you for listening to the show today. Thank you for being a loyal listener to the Ted and Austin Brower Show. Thank you for getting your multiple vitamins from us. We have the powdered multiple, which is what I personally use. We have the tableted multiple that you can swallow. We have the chewable multiple that's for kids that they absolutely love. Thank you for praying for us. Thank you for listening. Thank you for just being here for us and supporting us. We just appreciate you guys so much. I love you guys. And guys, I wish you a Merry, Merry Christmas. I want you to know, guys, I want you to be blessed coming in and blessed going out. I pray for you guys all the time. I pray that God continues to bless you, that he puts his hand upon you, and you're blessed in every area of your life, and that you walk in peace and walk in prosperity. Guys, thank you so much for supporting us. Austin, I'll do the write-up. You go ahead and close, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. God bless you guys.
Sounds awesome, guys. Yes, we appreciate it. Thank you for everything you guys continue to do. And also, too, if you guys need anything as far as the website, you guys know where to get a hold of us, healthmasters.com. Be sure to check out the product of the week, the Cortisol Buster, which actually won this week. So that's pretty exciting, because that's a really, really big seller over the holidays to help people with their cortisol and stress with everything that's going on. Really helps relax the body and relax the mind. Awesome product. So that's on sale for over 10% off right now on the website at healthmasters.com. And be sure to check out the other products that are up for voting as well, so you can pick out the product that you want to go on sale next week as well. So we thank you guys. Again, we appreciate the support through just purchasing something as simple as a bottle of multivitamins from us, or the powder or the chewables. They're fantastic. You guys already know that, take them. They're pretty much the highest quality multiples you can get anywhere. So we appreciate it. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.